This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States says there will be repercussions if North Korea helps Russia in Ukraine. We get more from the AP's Ed Donahue.
Kim Jong-un told Vladimir Putin North Korean support is full and unconditional for Russia's just fight in Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says North Korea needs to meet its public commitments.
No nation on the planet, nobody, should be helping Mr. Putin kill innocent Ukrainians.
Kirby says if they decide to move forward with some sort of arms deal, the U.S. will deal with it appropriately.
But certainly any arrangement that would improve North Korea's military capabilities would be of significant concern to us.
Either buying arms from or providing rocket technology to North Korea would violate international sanctions that Russia has supported in the past. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Thousands of United Auto Workers are planning to strike General Motors, Stellantis, and Ford. We get more from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
With a strike deadline getting closer, United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says offers from the companies are not enough and that the union is getting ready to strike. It would be the first time in the union's 80-plus year history that it struck all three companies at the same time. In an online address to members, Fain said General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis have raised their initial wage offers but have rejected some of the union's other demands. The union is threatening to strike if an agreement has not been reached by 11:59 p.m. Thursday night. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The top Air Force commander for Europe and Africa says the United States military has resumed a large amount of counterterrorism missions in Niger, flying drones and other aircraft out of Niger's air bases more than a month after a coup temporarily halted all of those activities there. For more news, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In Morocco, international rescue crews recovered bodies days after a massive earthquake struck that country. We get more on that story from the AP's Karen Chamas.
Bulldozers, rescue crews, and Moroccan first responders work around the clock trying to dig through the wreckage to unearth the 8 to 10 corpses still underneath. This is the village of Imin Tala, located high in the Atlas Mountains. During the Moroccan earthquake, a slice of rock tumbled down and crushed the village. Resident Aid Ougadir Al-Hussein told the AP, "We have 93 homes in this village and all were destroyed. There were three families that all vanished. My sister and my niece and my uncle's wife and my cousin, 8 people from my family died." Moroccan authorities have reported more than 2,900 deaths. I'm Karen Chamas.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy appears to have won over even the most reluctant Republicans in his move to launch an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more on the story. We'll have that for you coming up in the next hour. Meantime, Haiti's government says it has met the Dominican Republic's officials in the Dominican Republic to talk about a threat by that country's president to close all borders in response to a dispute over the construction of a supposed canal. Dominican officials have not commented on the meeting. Haiti's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Wednesday both sides are working to resolve differences over the use of the Massacre River that runs along the border of both countries, shared by Hispaniola. Dominican Republic President Luis Abinader announced earlier that he had suspended issuing visas to Haitians and threatened to shut down land and air and sea traffic if the conflict over the canal wasn't resolved before Thursday. The United States pledged to vigilantly watch how Iran spends $6 billion in funds unfrozen as part of a prisoner swap deal after Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi said it is up to Tehran to decide how the money is used. The U.S. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, said Iran doesn't get the money to spend it any way they want to. Kirby said they will have to make a request for withdrawals for humanitarian purposes only, and that will be sufficient oversight to make sure the request is valid. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.